Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love reading, pondering, and sharing humorous stories about the freakish things that happen in everyday life. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily aberrations, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Adeline Dimond, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is, Someone Must Stand for Milk Chocolate. Dark chocolate is bad. Stop lying about it. It was 1978, and I was 7 years old. My mother pulled a pot roast out of the oven and dumped a can of pears on it. Then she melted two Hershey bars, poured those on top too, and yelled, We're having mole! My father picked up the phone and ordered a pizza. The next day, I asked my father what happened. He was an organic chemistry professor and always told me that cooking was just chemistry, so I figured he could answer this. Plus, my mother wasn't speaking to either of us. Well, among other things, Mom used the wrong chocolate, my father said. She should have used dark chocolate for mole. Easy mistake. It was also a mistake because most moles don't even have any chocolate at all, but this was the 70s and my mother was winging it. I think they're supposed to be chilies too, my father said quietly. From that point forward, I understood dark chocolate to be some sort of earthy yet otherworldly ingredient. An ingredient among maybe 100 other ingredients, but nothing else. And this is how it should remain. Milk chocolate is the only worthwhile chocolate. I know there are others who feel the same. Please come forward, because I can't fight this fight alone anymore. It's 1984, and my mother wanted to lose weight. Her doctor told her to go on a liquid diet, explaining that she could put anything into a blender to make a meal. One day I came home from school and found her loading chocolate ice cream and peanut butter into a blender. I don't think that's what Dr. Pivko meant, I said, standing a safe distance away in the kitchen door. My mother turned around, seething. He said I could put anything in a blender. And it was at that point that my mother's addiction to chocolate was no longer a secret. She had a chocolate problem, and I have inherited this problem. The problem is that it's a low-stakes problem, and so there's no incentive to address it. Indeed, my family reveled in it. We're Jewish, and we both celebrated or mourned any occasion with food. Birthday? Fancy restaurant. Aunt in town after my uncle killed himself? Fancy restaurant. There was always dessert, and it was always chocolate, milk chocolate, never dark, because this was years before the dark chocolate disinformation campaign took over. There was the chocolate mousse at Stratton's in Westwood, to be ordered after the duck l'orange, the chocolate souffle at Moustache Café, at both its West Hollywood and Westwood locations, ordered after the seafood salad, the huge slab of chocolate cake at Hamburger Hamlet. These desserts could never have been made with dark chocolate. The Stratton's mousse was sweet, thick, and cold. The Moustache Soufflé was a hot cloud with cold unsweetened whipped cream. And the cake from Hamburger Hamlet was a chocolate manifesto itself, an unapologetic slab of chocolate on chocolate on chocolate. And then there was See's Candies, which decades later is still going strong. I still stride into that store with the confidence of a newly divorced man on dating app, because I know exactly what I want, half a pound of butterscotch squares. These have always been made with milk chocolate, but recently they asked me what kind, milk or dark chocolate. Are you fucking kidding me? Flew out of my mouth before I could stop myself. The woman behind the counter just nodded and started putting milk chocolate squares in a box. Everyone knows the deal with dark chocolate, but everyone is afraid to say something. The fact is that dark chocolate is bad. Dark chocolate is the avant-garde movie you don't want to see, the punk band you pretend to like, the mosh pit you don't want to jump into, an outdoor pool in the winter. I don't remember what year it is, but I'm in my 30s, and all of a sudden dark chocolate is everywhere. Not as an ingredient in a sauce with 100 other ingredients, but on its own, presented to us as if we should eat it by itself. For pleasure. It made no sense, but everyone pretended it did. There was chatter about antioxidants and health benefits. I got scared. It wasn't the first time, and it won't be the last, that we've become collectively delusional and decided that nutritional value confers superfood status on something that doesn't taste good. See Exhibit A, kale. But it was the first time that we conferred this status on something that tastes like sadness, on something that splinters and is chalky, like cement. Dark chocolate is a lie, and this is an objective truth, like gravity. And yet the propaganda kept spreading, and more people started to pretend to like it. One particularly successful health influencer said, and I'm paraphrasing here, "As a treat, I like to allow myself 2 squares of dark chocolate every night." Maybe she was kidnapped, and this was code for us to come rescue her, because no one in their right mind would actually say this. Decades went by, and I kept waiting for the insanity to pass. Surely someone else would speak up and say that we got this wrong. Someone wrote a weak defense of milk chocolate, but no one truly took a stand. And now dark chocolate disinformation doesn't even feel like propaganda anymore. People just robotically claim to love it. It's 2023. To this day, the coveted eye-level spot on the candy aisle at Gelson's has an endless row of dark chocolate bars, with increasingly punishing amounts of pure cacao in each one. One bar boasts a brutal 72% cacao content. Only a masochist would eat this. You actually have to crouch to see the milk chocolate. You cannot find milk chocolate at the grocery store unless you do a squat or are 18 inches tall. You have to bend down. I do my part. I always contort myself and grab a stack of milk chocolate Ritter bars with hazelnuts. I speak to them. First, I tell them that I haven't forgotten them, and I know others haven't either. Next, I tell them that milk chocolate made my childhood worth remembering. Finally, I tell them I'm sorry that dark chocolate has eclipsed them, despite not having any redeeming qualities. It has failed upward. Society forced believers in milk chocolate to crouch. It has forced them to swear at the nice ladies in the See's Candies store. But I declare that I am one of them. I declare that I not only prefer milk chocolate to dark, I know that dark chocolate is a collective delusional lie. I know I am not alone in this. Come forward. It's time. Let's rise. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at Chris Narrates on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, chriskepler.com.